Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We tried to learn our lesson and do the best we can to stop his feet and get after him in the pass. And we were able to get a few stops early, which gave us a chance to kind of rush the passer. And obviously the offense did a great job. We got a few turnovers and it was kind of played out exactly how we were hoping.
Bills defensive end Joey Bosa, who had a terrific, terrific game. Sal Capaccio back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We're going to get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. You can tweet me at Sal Sports. Kramer says, hey, Sal, they were making a big deal about that timeout in the broadcast. Great. I don't think they should have. I mean, I didn't hear the broadcast yet. I didn't see that part of it, but great. I mean, you guys can disagree with me all you want. I just think it's just something that not a really big deal at the time because you don't know. If it was just a wasted timeout because, I don't know. Okay, sure. Yep. They gave the Jets maybe an extra play down the road. If that's your complaint today, have at it. What I'm saying is there's lots of reasons to call timeout. Could have been, hey, we got a big third down. Let's just get our right personnel on the field. There's nothing wrong with that to me. So I just think it's such a minuscule thing to complain about. But if you want to complain about it today because you need something to, have freaking at it today. John in West Seneca. Hi, John.
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good.
The reason I'm calling, I don't have any complaints. Nobody said anything about Trey. He played a really good game.
He did. I thought he played a good game. I think Bobby Babbage put him in a lot of good positions, too, especially that tackle he made, the tackle for loss. Yeah. That was a really nice call.
Yeah. How did he do in pass coverage?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, obviously everybody did pretty well because, you know, the Jets didn't have much. They limited him, and I think Benford was mostly on Garrett Wilson from what I've seen. You know, but yeah, you're right. Trey White deserves credit here. It was really good to see him back in a Bills uniform and performing out there, and he was excited about that. Jonathan in Batavia. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for the show. As far as the Bills go, I really have nothing to complain about. I'm really happy with the win. But I guess one minor thing I have to complain about is the officiating. So I called a post-game show, and they said the officiating was fine. I guess for the most part it was. But there was one play. The Bills had full start, and the referee called offsides against the Bills. Mm-hmm. At first, I thought it was a mistake, but then the same thing happened against the Jets. They made a false start penalty, and the referee again called offsides.
Hold on, I think because now I have to go back and look. I don't know if anybody started early, but you can have offsides against the offense if someone's lined up in the neutral zone from the offense. That's an offsides penalty. So if let's say Dawson Knox, for example, is lined up in the neutral zone, that's not a false start. That's offsides on the offense.
Okay, so let's clear that up. And there was a play where Aaron Glenn was complaining at the official. Do you think that was legit? I don't remember exactly what happened, but do you think that was a legit call?
I don't know which player you're referring to. Do you know offhand?
I'm trying to remember. I remember Aaron Glenn was yelling at the refs.
I mean, everybody, you know, both sides do that, no doubt. But Jonathan, just so you know, offsides is a real thing against the offense. So and that's what they were called for. Each side was called for. I don't know. And those plays, it could have been false starts. And I haven't gone back and looked exactly those plays. It could have been false starts, and they did misidentify it when they said it. But yes, offenses can be offsides. Remember when, who was it? Kadarius Toney, who was offsides for the Chiefs on that play? Remember, was that Travis Kelce threw it back, right? That was offsides on them. Lori in Tonawanda. Hi, Lori.
Hi. I've never called in before, but there was an interesting comment on the pregame show from Coach Cowher. He said he won his first Super Bowl in year 14, and Sean McDermott is only in year 8, and give him time.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you, Lori. Thanks for calling up for the first time. Let's go to Joe in Florida. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Sal. Couple of quick points for you. With Oliver out yesterday, I was really curious to see how those two rookie defensive tackles would perform. And looked like they both played about 50% of the snaps. And from what I saw, looked like they held up pretty well. Would be interested on your perspective on that. And then no complaints on the coaches. It's kind of hard to believe, a 30-10 road victory where it was never in question. We have anything to question today on that. So, curious on your thoughts on the D line.
Yeah, you got it. And by the way, let me make something clear here, Joe. I have zero problem if anybody calls up and questions anything and says I have a complaint about this. I just didn't think like something like that never even entered my radar. Someone said, "Well, they talked about it on the broadcast." Okay, great. I don't know. Like, I have to go back and look exactly why they called timeout. Let's remember things. Like, I'm all for it. If you want to get the right play, the right personnel, call timeout. Yes, you could leave the other team an extra few seconds. You got to make a play on defense too when that happens, right? You're trying to score. You're trying to make sure that you have everything buttoned up. So I just think that, hey, if you want to have it, that's cool. And I know that when a team wins, right, it can't be all hunky-dory because as the coaches will tell you and the players will tell you, the tape is never as good as you think and it's never as bad as you think in wins and losses. It's okay to complain. It's okay to have a question. It's okay to say, but man, I don't know. I guess I wasn't prepared for that this morning of a timeout at the end of the first half and what people are upset about today. So either way, if you want to, have at it. Like I said, I'm not about to. Okay. I mean, obviously, the numbers speak for themselves, Joe. They did a really good job against the run. I thought that they were in control the whole game. You know what I think, Joe, is when Zion Logue comes in and the way that Sean McDermott described with me on the Extra Point Show Friday last week, how TJ Sanders and Deion Walker gave great effort, but they have to be more detailed. I think that just goes to show you what I said a little while ago, which is they did a good job of coaching them up this week and being ready. So there's my answer to how they perform without getting into exactly each guy and detailing because I haven't done that yet. I would say everything seemed on point for what they wanted from that group. Let's go to Jack in Florida. Hi, Jack. Another Florida call, back-to-back.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good.
Hey, how you doing, guys? You know what? I just want to give credit where credit's due. Bobby Babich and the defense, I mean, from last week to this week, the turnaround, just amazing. Granted, the Jets are not the Ravens, but there's nothing to complain about on a victory Monday. We went out a 30-10 win. Our defense looked immensely better than they did last week. And the best pass of the game was thrown by our backup when Josh Allen went out injured. I mean, there's nothing to complain about. Our backup in one play had more passing yards than Justin Fields did all game. Keep it up. Keep the good work up. And let's roll the next week's Victory Monday, guys.
You got it. You got it. Yeah. Actually, you know what? The play after that timeout was a great pass by Josh and a nice play by Keon, but he was called for a penalty. The Bills actually did convert that play after the timeout, but it was called back and a penalty on the guy who caught it, which was Keon Coleman. So,
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'll even dig in more on this going back to a little while ago, not to beat the point too much, but I will. I think they got to a good play. They called timeout. They got to a good play. So definitely not no complaints on that. Let's go to Mike in PA. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Sal, or good afternoon, whatever it is. yeah, no, the defense looks stout, man. I'm super stoked about Joey Bosa. And then I'm curious to see how the two guys that are suspended, in particular Larry Hoyt, comes back and how this defense will morph towards the end of the season. And before I go real quick, it's always fun watching a Josh Allen game and him call out an audible, and it seems like a throw at the other team. Because this audible this week, and correct me if I'm wrong, it sounded like you said muncha muncha, which would be the Italian word, as you being Italian, for eat eat or something like this.
I heard one was water. I think he said water once, and I didn't know what that was, right? And I thought to myself, wait a minute, water, what is that, run? Like the running water? I didn't really know. You know what? Was that, maybe it could be Cook. Oh, hey, how about, if he says that, I don't want to give away secrets. Maybe that's it. If he said that, maybe it's because Cook's getting the ball. By the way, you said Larry Hoyt. It's Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi. Those are the two guys that'll get back from suspension at some point down the road here. Darren in Florida is up next. Man, we are getting a lot of calls from the Sunshine State today. It's sunny here. It's 80 degrees this week here in Buffalo. Darren, what's up, man?
Not much, man. Hey, I just wanted to give you guys a quick shout-out and let you know I appreciate everything you do and to give you thanks for being a part of rekindling my love for all Buffalo sports, especially the Bills.
Where are you from originally?
Dutchess County, New York. I grew up for about 4 or 5 years up in Buffalo. Kelly was my all-time favorite player. And, like, I got a soft spot for him from back in the 90s, but Allen's, like, just blowing him out of the water, respectfully.
Yeah.
And in certain aspects. And lost contact with my friend from middle school for about 15, almost 18 years. Reconnected with him about 6 years ago. Last year on the December 28th game against the Jets was my very first Bills game and home game. It was an amazing experience. Everybody there, including the fan base, was nothing but memorable. And
yeah,
I was just happy and excited being a Bills fan again.
I love it, man. Yeah, it's cool. That's good for you.
I just wanted to tip my hat and say thank you, and you guys are doing an amazing job there.
Yeah, thank you, Darren. Really appreciate that. And that's cool you got to connect with your friend again. You know, there's something to be said for that, right? And to this day and age of social media and things like that, to be able to connect with people from our past and stuff like that. So for you to be able to do that, I love that for you. So thank you very much. Thanks for the kind words. No doubt about it. Let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report. Brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. So the only real notable injury coming out of this game that we knew of from the sidelines was Josh Allen's nose, but he went back in and played. However, Matt Milano didn't finish the game, and then Sean McDermott after the game said he got a little dinged up. So we'll wait to hear from McDermott today. He'll speak to the media at 3:30 p.m. We'll get an update on that. Of course, all eyes will be focused on Taron Johnson and probably Ed Oliver, even though Ed Oliver not expected to play this week. On Thursday, the reports were multiple week injury for him, so I doubt he'll play this week. So that turns you really more to Taron Johnson, Shaq Thompson as well. But I think Matt Milano's the one that you're listening for today. And then Cam Lewis, he did come off the field, got looked at, seemed like he was fine at the end, and seemed like he was fine in the locker room. So we'll keep an update today. It's a quick turnaround, and we'll hear from Sean McDermott at 3:30 today to get more of an injury report, and that is the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. We'll take a timeout. More of your phone calls, a lot more of them, on the way here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, here on a Buffalo Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And, of course, it is the Catholic Health Extra Point Show today on a Buffalo Victory Football Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.